Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, everybody, and this is the Beyond Adventure Podcast, where four legendary human beings enter the world realm of Call of Cthulhu. Let's go ahead and straight into... Anyways, intros.
I am Daniel Ortegi, and I play Alexander Young. Young detective. Yeah? Mild detective. No, I'm saying... I'm not young.
You're saying too much.
I'm George. I'm just playing Martin Gomez.
Angie, Dorothy Lear.
Joel Theodore McAllister.
It'd be fun if we said our occupations.
Investigative journalist.
Union organizer.
What'd you say? I thought you said swiper.
Huh?
I thought you said swiper for some reason. I turned off my hearing aid.
And I am your keeper, Sony Ray Fontenesse. Okay, so quick question, real quick.
I didn't know
three things, if you guys would want to go ahead, well, obviously, if we're playing in the realm of Cthulhu, out of three places you guys would go ahead and live in, either the country, city, or suburbs, which were you guys would pick out?
Ireland. No. I want to see the Loch Ness Monster.
Wait, that's not the
country?
Wait.
Not the question.
What was the question?
In a Call of Cthulhu world, what's three places you would rather live in? The country, city, or suburbs? So I'll go ahead and pick the country, even though it's probably most dangerous, in my opinion.
It's like the question of country mouse or city mouse.
City.
There's no suburb mouse.
I don't know. I'll just say city.
I
don't
city
know.
As well.
City.
You're
and
a city.
Cthulhu world? And the Cthulhu world, that's where it's at.
Oh,
yeah, then city. Bro, city, that's sure. It's even scarier than in the country.
Is it?
Because once...
In the country, you can't barely see...
I know in the country you can't barely see, but in the city, you don't know who you're around. You don't know who's around you.
That's true. Can't trust no
get touched.
Okay.
You get touched.
All right.
I'm married.
Are you guys ready to go ahead and enter the Appalachians?
I thought you were going to say enter that world.
Well, we're not going to get touched, but...
That's
going to get cut out. Anyways, you guys... Okay. Bloopers. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, y'all. So going back onto day three in the daytime, the journey. The five driving silence headed toward Point Pleasant. Tension thick in the cab. Arthur clutches his old radio, eyes fixed rarely on the mountains. Martin and Alexander exchange a wordless look, two realists adrift in the unreal, while Dorothy buries herself in her notes, desperate to bridge the gap between myth and reality. Now, you guys could go ahead and make this little interaction if you guys would want before we go ahead and enter at night.
I'm sorry, who was looking at who again?
Dan's character was looking at George's character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you freaking touched me! I was about to punch you!
Whoa, bring it down!
You picked me up by my shirt, and I was about to punch you.
That was a while ago. We were driving.
We're driving now.
Oh, driving.
Oh, we can actually go back on that if you want.
I thought that's where we ended.
Oh, yeah, that's where we definitely were. You guys could talk about it because you guys are staring at each other.
Oh, he was about to say something.
He was talking about Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I ended up on saying, guys, I have something to say, and then we just ended.
So, what do you have to say?
Zay.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was inappropriate.
What do you have to say, journalist?
What's it to you, copper?
You were about to tell us.
Yeah, the name.
What's your name?
What's your name? I flash my badge. I had you first.
I flash myself.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
No. No. me see that badge.
No! Oh my God. Mine! You're gonna throw it.
Alright, so, guys. What?
I remember what you were talking about last week.
What were we talking about last week?
You were talking about how...
Yeah, last week, we mean a few minutes ago.
Yeah! You were trying to tell us that the Mothman can get into our heads?
Yeah.
It can?
Wait.
Sorry, I was just focusing on the road that I was...
Oh, that's true.
Paying attention, guys. Calm down.
Well, don't stop focusing on the road and focus on my words.
No, I have to pay attention to the road.
We're not driving right now.
We are
still looking at the road.
He's driving.
Take your hands off the wheel and take your hands on these notes.
Oh my.
Somebody's got a little grit to them this week.
So, yeah. Turns out this creature that goes by the name Mothman has the ability to go into our minds, obscure our thinking, control us, basically.
Huh. That's pretty. How did you find this out?
Because I found this story about a little girl 7 years ago where she was just minding her own business, you know, just playing on the playground. And then she heard a voice calling from the forest. She went closer to it. And then, you know, after a few minutes, she came back out, but she was not the same.
You're telling me one story in only 7 years? That doesn't make any sense.
Y'all, he's actually telling the truth. I went ahead and told the same story on my radio show.
Is Mothman our minds now? Is that why we're here in Point Pleasant?
Maybe for the weak-minded.
But wait. If you're saying this is true based off of one story, then what was he doing for 7 years?
I'm pretty sure he was only using that one story as, like, an example.
But that's not a strong enough example.
Well, for once, Alexander, you have a brain. But he's exactly right.
Not sufficient.
There's been cases like that popping up all around the country.
Oh, just
people
shit.
Who hear a voice coming from the forest, and then they just act differently. Treat people around themselves, their family members, their friends, completely exclude them. And then eventually they just disappear.
Does it stay to one region, or is it all over the country, like you said?
I can't say for sure. Memory's foggy.
Maybe it's in your mind right now.
Does it make us see things we shouldn't see?
I'm going to go back to the car real quick and grab my fedora.
We're in the car.
Oh, I'm going to grab my fedora. I'll be like, you're an idiot. And then put my hat down.
Hey, he's a bald kid.
I was talking to you.
Hey,
kid.
What?
Kid, I'm 40. Actually, you're older than me, I guess. So.
Yeah, kid.
I'm old as hell.
Oh, I'm the youngest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kid.
Calm down on the kid.
How old are you? 45,
42, 48. All
right, Grandpa.
All right, Grandpa.
Dang. Wait, y'all, who's the tallest, though, y'all?
I'm 6 foot.
I'm 5'5".
As am I. 6 foot.
I don't have
Sterling. I think he's 7 feet, actually.
Oh, yeah. What? 7 feet? He's 7 feet.
Yeah, Mark's like 7 feet over.
What is wrong with you? What did they feed you?
The jeans.
Your beans.
It makes sense.
Beans, tortillas, and rice.
Beans, whey, and protein powder.
We never said he was
strong. School whey.
Didn't have those back in the 70s? Whey and protein powder?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And steroids.
Well, yeah, makes boring. Sense.
What?
No.
So
I cocked my gun.
Oh my gosh!
Stop cocking your gun.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Literally, we just
a bullet flies out of there.
Literally, we just hear. Look, that one random.
Hey, a garland thumb. You know what that is?
No.
You know the rifles that are like.
Yeah.
Why would I have that gun?
Well, you can get a. Garland's thumb if you do that.
You're gonna get carpal tunnel.
Baby, you're right. And I
uncock it.
I uncock it.
Makes it worse.
Just stop.
He has a habit. It's a problem. It's been going for years.
He has a tick, yeah.
Van Helsing is literally face palming you guys right now.
He's still here?
Yeah.
All right. Oh! He fits in this car?
Ages.
I thought he was in the back.
We have an NPC. A... We have a...
Yeah, he's in the back.
Yeah, I know some of you.
You're talking, we're riding in the back of this car.
Yo, who's sitting on who's lap?
Oh, actually, no, he's not even with you guys. My bad.
Yeah, we were about to meet him or something.
Yeah. So, going on to the nighttime, the encounter as of right now, right? Night falls under a choking fog from the Ohio River, wrapping the ruins of the Silver Bridge. The air reeks of wet metal and decay. The psychic comes gnawing at their teeth. The group divides. Alexander, Martin, and Dorothy advance towards the bridge, center tower, and the eye totem, while Theodore and Arthur set up with the radio to launch their diversion. Van Helsing lingers in the shadows, watchful but unable to act. So, again, right now, Alexander, Martin, and Dorothy are going towards the bridge, as of right now.
In the car?
Yes. Well, no, they just got there, as of right now.
So we're out of the car, we're walking towards the bridge.
Yes.
Although, I will tell everybody...
Can I stay in the car?
Where am I?
The biggest guy wants to stay back.
He's a gentle giant.
You've been mean to me.
I gave you a gun.
And that's why I'm going to stay here protecting the keys and the truck.
Why not take the keys with you? Who's going to just take the truck?
And if I die when I'm with you guys, the keys are gone.
Toss them back.
No.
Can't even throw
them. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you know what? I'll be like, fine.
Wait. Can I just wait half an hour and then go there? Just in case like you guys are being attacked? Because I have the gun, right? And I come back.
I feel like he's just going to leave us to die, guys.
I would never do that.
I'll stay behind.
I'm here for the people.
Oh!
Yes, you three guys going. No, it's you three guys going.
I'm a union organizer, sir. You can research me.
So, me, Theodore, and...
No. Theodore and Arthur are at the setup with the radio to launch their diversion. Right.
Okay, so I'm with Arthur.
Yes.
That's pretty
cool. Because we also came up with the plan.
And then you three guys, right now, you guys are advanced towards the bridge because you guys are going to look for the totem.
But he's staying behind.
Well, that's what he's choosing.
So then it's me and you.
Me and you. What was that?
So me and Arthur at the totem?
And then I'll look at Dorothy and I say, weapon check.
I got
Brown and Chamber.
And my book. Wait. I had a manual. Oh, shoot.
You should treat your character like
that. Left it in the car.
Yeah.
You left your manual in the car.
I'll drop him later.
You left your manual in the car.
I left the manual in the car. I don't know where it is.
But weapon check, and I have my gun. Brass knuckles.
What are those? Oh, yeah, I have a knife.
I got them on the police station.
Where's my knife?
Go ahead and double check the weapons you guys have, and make sure you guys have your if you guys do have your stats.
So I.
That's not a knife.
So I have my .38 in my hand. I take out the mag, and I check the bullets. I'm fully stocked.
Okay.
And I put it back in, and I cock it. So now it's ready and primed.
And it's all a bullet comes out because you already cocked it.
I uncocked it.
Are you sure?
I literally on the
but that's the round in the chamber.
Bro, at this point, the gun falls apart.
Oh my god.
You want to die?
It falls apart because he's.
DM, if he cocks his gun one more time, can you give him a roll with disadvantage to see if the gun breaks?
Can he have carpal tunnel?
No. I can't do with that.
Yeah, suckers.
You can.
Malfunction for anybody who shoots it next time then.
Oh my god.
Right, viewers?
Yeah, point, the bullets suck.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
At this point, if he has to shoot something, then it just gets all like,
yes,
uh-oh.
You gotta go on jam it.
It depends on how many times you keep doing it. Okay.
It's primed and ready right
like
now.
Like, three times.
Keep track. He keeps doing it.
But, okay, so now... you know what? Since I'm checking it, I make sure that it's all good. Everything. Good. And I make sure the bullet... There's only one bullet in there, so I'm good.
So let's see for advantage
in the chamber.
Alexander and Dorothy, go ahead and roll real quick for a spot hit.
You guys got the
41.
Yeah.
23.
Okay, bet. So that's good. So that's gonna give you guys a little bit of advantage.
I got a hard success.
Now let's also go ahead and say right because if I'm correct around this time. The bridge should be in ruins. If I'm correct as of right now with the time frame, because obviously in real time, what the story has it with the lore with the Mothman, that he went ahead and destroyed the bridge, right? So let's just say as of right now that it is destroyed, it is under ruins. Now, let's just also say that too, let's say 150 feet from the truck to the bridge, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously you two guys are distant out, right? And Martin's still able to go ahead and see you guys.
Okay, so he can still see us. Me and Dorothy are...
You guys are an extreme shot away from him.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is it windy outside?
Good question, no.
What time is it?
Let's just say as of right now, probably 10 o'clock. Going on
10 a.m.
Yeah, no, at night.
At night?
Yes, sir.
Jeez, 2 days.
Well, no, we're on day three.
We're on day three.
Oh, yeah. Sheesh.
No, but we started at the daytime.
Okay. So,
yeah, it's not like the camp where it was 2 days over the span of several months.
Why, wow, you?
You read my mind.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm going to... Oh, shoot. Did any of us bring a flashlight?
I got night vision.
There's actually... You guys are relying on the construction lights that's on there.
No. Okay. So construction lights. Yes. Okay, so we walk towards where the as far as the bridge goes. Because you said that there, it's in ruins, so that means it only goes a certain amount. Correct. So once, are we close to the end of it?
You guys are at it right now.
Okay.
Right? Now the reason why I had you guys now before I go ahead and go into it, we're about to actually enter the event as of right now. Like I said, the two between Theodore and Arthur, we're right now. In the radio that's right next to there, right next to the bridge, right?
Okay, so
just to let you guys know,
I'm going to look at Dorothy and be like, I think something's coming.
As soon as Alexander went ahead and said that, you guys instantly went ahead and hear a chirping, all right, a clicking chirping noise, a low chittering chirping noise. It's cutting through the mist as two burning red eyes pierce through the fog. A massive wing shape lands on the broken grinder. Fear itself made flesh. Its eyes blaze like beacons, manifest in dread until their very air feels crushing. Also then to mind you guys then, right, now, since that's happening, right, you guys are going to be messing with your minds a little bit. So eyes, and then you guys hear the chirping a little bit.
I have a stupid question. If he's trying to control my mind and he's in my head, is there any way for me to convince him when he's in my head to do something as well?
What would be a good rule for a mentor?
Well, like, even at disadvantage, if he tells me, like, kill yourself or something, can I fight against that as in, like, tell him to kill himself or something at disadvantage or something?
Well, you can control him.
As of right now, the Mothman is trying to go ahead and enter your mind a little bit, right? So it's causing you guys a little bit of haziness in your head. So go ahead and roll for power. Now, the reason why we're rolling for power is at least if it gives you guys a chance to try to fight it off a bit to where you guys are still able to talk to each other.
Oh, oh no! 98!
I passed.
I failed.
I'm glad.
What does he do to me?
Instantly, you went back. Literally, Alexander Young had flashbacks of fires. Just flashes of fires and people screaming and inmates. So it's just doop, and flames. Flames and people and inmates.
Alexander? Alexander, are you okay?
When did this become a comedy?
Oh my gosh.
Because he's in my mind showing me these images. Again, it freaks me out. So I fall to my knees and my hands hit the ground and I start saying to myself, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Now, also there too, you have to roll for sanity.
Ooh.
Because of that.
Okay, my sanity.
What am I doing? What's going on?
You were able to fight against it.
Oh, actually, it was. Oh, well, no, actually, roll for sanity too. Only because of the fact that you witnessed it.
Yeah, I rolled a 51, and my sanity is a 53, so I pass.
Okay, so you're good.
88.
Where's the sanity again?
Yeah.
I have
No. Oh, you failed.
Do you want to use a lot of your sanity?
No. No, your luck. You can use your luck to better
so
a roll.
So right now you lose one sanity.
You don't have to roll to lose to see how much I lose?
Yeah, usually you
oh,
roll.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Yes, you're right.
It would be
you're right.
This little
guy? Well, he tells you, you can choose whether it be a 1d4, 1d6. It's really up to you.
1d20? I will say 1d4 for right now.
It's this one, right?
Well, because she blocked the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
He takes four sanity.
It startles you.
Sanity, just because that's
I'm older.
Your best scream.
Gosh. There we go. Hollywood.
Terrifying.
That was pretty good
screen. Now, quickly going through Theodore and Arthur's choice, right? So, let me go and double check myself real quick.
It's because I'm older. Huh? I'm older, so.
And
dementia?
No,
menopause. I am.
Okay.
Because I'm a female.
Okay.
Crazy.
So
I got an idea.
We're actually so Arthur is actually going to go ahead and use a sonic diversion. So now
what?
Yeah. So
this is gonna help me. What?
So this is right now Arthur. So we're actually going into now where it's Arthur and oh my god, Theodore right now inside the radio.
So they just heard Dorothy scream.
Yeah.
What was that woman screaming? It must have been Dorothy.
That sounds just like Dorothy, yes sir. As of right now, let's try to go ahead and see if we could blast this thing right up, all the way up.
Arthur, I don't think we've interacted at least once in the story.
No, sir. So it's nice to go ahead and meet you as a
rival. Let's figure out what's going on here.
Well, let's shake hands first.
All right.
Really?
I think
people are screaming.
All right. Thank you.
What? Yes, because it's a scary screenshot away. We're going to go with you right... Well, yeah, we're going to go with you instantly right after. I got you. Now, so... It says here, my notes, choice A, but... Sound the diversion. Arthur dials the radio of the static, blasting white noise, while Theodore shouts rational truths.
What are you going to say?
Guys, the bridge collapsed from metal fatigue.
Wait.
You're staring down with me as Arthur.
Oh, Arthur, check this out. Look real closely. The bridge broke. It's because the metal, it's all old and fatigued.
Well, that's interesting. Well, that probably says a lot maybe of how or why the Mothman went ahead and destroyed the damn thing.
Something's going on here. And where's the others?
Well, they're outside as of right now. We should go ahead and try to check it out to see how everything is, because right now Arthur went ahead and blasted up the static on the radio station.
Yeah.
So, a contested role between Arthur's Artscraft broadcasting and the Mothman's power. So, Theodore can assist by making psychology role and try to disrupt the psychic flow with the conflicting information. Okay, so I need to go ahead and roll for Arthur. For broadcasting and contended with the Mothman's power. Then also then two, you could go ahead and assist me, so it'll be like a backup thing with your psychology role to try to disrupt the psychic flow.
What are me and Dorothy supposed to be doing right now?
Screaming and panicking.
So at the same time while this is happening, right, at the beginning of this, that's where him and I are going to go ahead and try to help you guys. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is like at the same time. I need to actually borrow one of you guys' the dice, my bad.
What's that?
100?
I was at 100.
Here. Yeah, you do the psychology.
So I have my dice on the bag. I just didn't want to take it out.
Yes, do you have psychology?
So, Arthur's broadcasting.
Oh, I guess
we
were. Ah!
Crap, I should have got Arthur's terrible. Thing. So, as of right now, Theodore and Arthur is going to go ahead and roll. So...
Oh, yes.
Ooh, 6.
I got
100.
90.
That's 6 or 90?
90.
They should put
no way.
No.
Yeah, it is a 90.
No, it's a 0-6.
No, it's a 90.
Theodore?
This is a 6 because it has a dot on the bottom.
Shut up.
And you got... Ooh.
Use all your luck.
Yeah,
Arthur, no, you're in a trance. Remember that
Arthur thing too, man. Arthur rolled 100.
Well, let's see. You roll 100?
Arthur rolled 100.
Oh, well, then he gets to get punished.
So. It's against his Mothman's 90 power.
I mean, I would say if it's ever like a nat 100, which is a really, like, the baddest roll you get, then they deserve to get punished. That's just my thoughts. I don't want Arthur to get punished, but I mean.
Can I steal Alexander's gun?
No.
How to shoot the guy?
You are not currently in the story.
Okay.
I screamed at it.
Yeah, because that means you're under his trance too now.
I didn't get caught.
Just freaked out and lost the sanity.
So you are freaked out.
You are currently being controlled.
I'm being controlled.
What can I roll to break out of the sanity?
So as of right now, because Arthur went ahead and tried to blast the white noise, the radio station went ahead and got destroyed. So basically, the power went out. It shut down.
And
Arthur, it passed out just for a little bit because he rolled that 100.
Oh, that's that.
Yeah.
Arthur!
Now,
can I say anything?
Well, it depends right now on Theodore. Theodore passed, right?
He failed.
He failed, too.
So never mind.
We both failed.
So right now, Theodore is actually right now panicking, going through his papers. Now... While that happened, Martin went ahead and he noticed that the radio station shut down and he seen you guys screaming at the same time. Now, you can go ahead and make a quick choice what you want to go ahead and do. Once you do that move, though, right, Alexander wants to go ahead and place a move right after.
But he's still in the trance. How is he going to...
Well, she's gonna.
So I see the power go out
at
the radio.
Sorry,
what you're
telling. You see, as soon as this screen, instantly, boom, the power went out.
Now, so,
okay.
I can do something.
Well, depends what he wants to do. First.
What are you gonna do?
And like I said, you're like 150 feet away, right? So, as soon as you make a move to say go or run, whatever you want to go ahead and do, like
well, you gotta make that shot count.
No one told me why we need to go to the radio tower.
That's a good point. The reason so, why... Okay.
Oh, no. I'm going towards the screen.
Okay. Instantly, so Martin's running. What do you want to go on and do, Alexander?
Do I have to roll anything to yell out something?
Does he have free control over his body?
Yeah, I thought he was PTSD.
Yeah, I thought it was...
So go ahead real quick. Roll...
Power? Maybe to
yeah,
get
roll
out.
For power?
See if I can get out of this trance.
Oh, he's staying in it, boys.
75. Oh, wait.
Don't do it.
It's about...
That's like minus 12.
Oh, no, that's like 20. I can't risk that.
Alexander Young does try to go ahead and say something sweet, but it fires right back. He goes right back onto his knees.
Wait, so I can't say anything out loud?
He tried, he failed.
Damn it.
Did you lose any sanity from that, by the way? Did he lose any...
I didn't lose any sanity.
I feel like you definitely should have.
Wait,
should I roll for
sanity? I thought you already, yeah.
So
I
said
I passed my sanity.
Yeah, that's why you didn't lose something.
So then, why am I being attacked, though?
You still got, you rolled to, you got control.
Oh, I got control, but I didn't lose any sanity.
Yes, that's why.
Or should I at least lose one, because I'm seeing this Mothman?
You're going through PTSD right now.
Yes.
Oh, so I didn't even see Mothman yet.
So... Correct. Now, again, it's only the reason why because he didn't really lose it because of the fact that, like, he also went through, just like all you guys, into seeing the freaking...
The PTSD?
No. Also into, whatchamacallit?
The wing, like, falling on the ground.
No. Oh, my gosh. The Wendigo, basically.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So we know monsters are out there, but I haven't directly
Hence
seen
why
the
you
monster.
Passed. I mean, maybe you can go ahead and lose one, but, I mean, that's...
Do I lose one?
Let's just say go ahead and lose one.
Well, no, did you definitely see it, though? Like, you guys are describing...
It came from behind. I saw it.
No. They were alerted ahead of time. Because they passed their spot hidden.
Okay, so...
Now, does Dorothy want to...
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Does Dorothy want
to
do something?
Do I need to roll anything to stop? Like, am I still seeing him?
You can go ahead and roll your power. It's more. Like you're hearing voices. You see him. You're hearing voices. But again, it's a little bit more foggy because things messing with your head.
What is the power going to do? Are you in control?
13. Oh, you
saw. Oh, so you could go ahead and choose what you want to go ahead and do, right? So you're able to go ahead and ignore it.
Can I shake him out of it?
You could.
Or steal his gun and
Yeah, you can
actually just keep him in the
trunk. Wait, take his gun, pistol with him.
Yeah. Oh. I like that idea a lot.
Let's see how much damage.
I don't think we should do that.
No, I don't want to hurt him. No,
they were going to roll. They were going to have to roll.
No,
to
I
see.
So wait, but I should roll to shake him back into reality?
If you want, you can try to go ahead and shake him or slap him.
Do I need to roll something out or just go ahead and?
Yeah.
What would it be?
It'll be under power.
Oh. She just rolled power. Oh. She got a 13.
So.
Yeah. No. I'm so sorry. No, he's.
Ooh.
Oh. No, you already rolled, so you're able to go ahead and do however you want to go ahead and do. You want to go ahead and head up to wake him up?
Alright. Alexander, wake up!
Oh, yeah.
I'll do one.
Sorry. You want me to do one more?
No, it's okay.
As Alexander got hit and started to get shook enough, Martin Gomez arrived at the scene.
What is that thing? And
so
I take a shot immediately.
You what? Oh shoot! Do you want to go ahead and shoot it right immediately?
22.
You can if
what's
you have.
Shooting? What's your
I don't know.
Firearms?
Would be
I
don't
have. I have to roll for dodge.
No. So there's a firearm skill.
Oh.
But you didn't put anything in it. But you got 25, so you actually passed.
Okay, hold on.
I have to roll for dodge.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
it's been running up. Man.
Oh, yeah. You hit it. You definitely went ahead and hit it.
Eyes, right?
Oh. So, all right. So, let's go ahead and do the math then real quick. Go ahead. What was the damage that you went ahead and did?
Bro, what's the damage dice for the gun?
Yeah.
The damage dice is... we don't have one. D6.
What is it? Damage for what?
I should say for the gun.
I do not have one.
Can we?
Oh, you should be in the fire.
Hey, you have the same gun as me, so.
Yes.
Right now, Martin took a shot at the boss head. Let's go ahead. The damage that you went ahead and did on him? With the pistol? With the third. I think he had a 38 too, right?
Yeah, he has a 38 too.
But if you look at him,
I gave him a 20 damage.
No, it's a 1d10, bro.
I was about to say, bro.
Bro, he chose to keep whatever dice.
That would be this one.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is 1d12? This is a 1d10. I'm sorry.
This is a
d12.
That shot was a recoil.
No,
man,
this is eight
ball.
Sides right here. Look at that, bro. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That one's weird. Which one do you need?
These are 1d10, right?
Yeah,
that's a 1d10.
But there's no 10, there's just 0.
Yeah,
the 0 is a 10, bro.
Oh, that was just like 0. Like, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Gosh.
Okay. Go ahead, roll
nice one. Jeez, and remember, we're gonna shoot him.
Zero.
You hit him. Watch out.
Seven.
As Martin went ahead and took a shot, you actually hit it right in his left eye. As it goes ahead and starts to shrink a little bit, you two guys right now are all good. You guys are up, right?
Okay.
From your trance instantly. So you hear that.
And I run over there to my buddy over here, Alexander, and I say, "Buddy, are you okay?
And I say, "Who called the community idiot over here?" And then I'm going to run at Mothman and try and jump on him.
I'm going to jump on the block.
No,
I do.
Are you sure you took the shot and left?
I don't think you can.
He scurried away.
He didn't scurry away.
No, he didn't scurry away. He shot it right in the eye.
He shot it in the eye, so it's screaming and screeching.
You just got out your PTSD. I don't think you're...
Yeah.
Can I punch him with my brand?
Can I pistol whip him now?
That's what the detective does.
That's
not bad handwriting.
Town idiot.
Then,
okay, wait.
If Dan wants to do that, let him hit him. Bring him down, like, how dare you?
I want to roll dodge to try and get to Mothman.
Dodge to get to him?
No, because he's about to hit me.
With the pistol.
You would have hit him with a pistol?
Well, he called me a name.
In the middle of a fight?
That's his problem.
Do a Star-Lord situation.
Okay. Well, go ahead then.
So roll your fighting. Well, he's got to roll for fighting. See,
yeah.
He can even hit me.
Y'all better hurry up and do this because he's about to go and recover.
Oh. So we're all holding
you rolled an 83?
You did.
Oh, no. Wait, can I get that back?
No, Dan wants to attack him.
Well, 74. You guys change it up.
What was my dodge?
I don't remember what my fighting is. Sorry.
What is
dodge? Oh, I got a 63, a 32, oh, and a 13. Dodge. I think I would have hit
something. But I don't have anything.
My dodge is 50.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled a 74.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God, you're getting hit.
But he also missed.
You missed a punch?
What was
his
my number?
Fighting.
It was like 74. I have 63, 32, or 13. I'm way closer number wise. Numerically.
You still miss.
You want to go ahead and hit him. He just grazed because he dodged it, but because of your force.
The length of the pistol. The length. There's like 4 inches.
Well,
there.
It's
a lot.
You miss.
It's because of he's so damn tall. So, but even though he missed, it's because of his body and his figure. His force of his figure still made you fall.
Ah.
You didn't take damage, but the fact that you're still. Now, mind you guys, while they're fighting. Again, Van Halen says face-palm himself. You guys, right, so with Dorothy, Theodore, and Arthur, we could do a stealth approach to the lava.
Wait,
if we want.
Is it a full moon tonight?
Yes.
No. Does it want to try and take my mind?
Well, no, it's in pain right now. Yeah, they can't take it.
Van Helsing is face-palming right now. You think he's going to transform and help us? Please.
Be transformed and put his back.
Can I try and help him up?
If you want,
you regret your words.
And I'll look at you and I'll be like, when did you get here?
You gonna call me a name or
is
something?
Is he flying
what
right
now?
What
are you talking about? I never even called you a name.
Yes, the town idiot.
That's a good one, but that wasn't me.
Now, the Mothman, you guys are hearing the Mothman chitter again, and now he's starting to go ahead and to recover. So you guys have to go ahead and...
Can I pull down on one of his wings and...
with the brass knuckles?
Do you want to go head on, or you want to sneak to go do that?
I could. But then I got to hit him front, not from behind.
If you want to do a stealth roll, you need to do it followed by a dexterity roll.
Is there a way for me and Martin to help her?
Oh. Can we distract?
Oh, yeah!
You guys are the distractions.
So
I didn't mean to be.
If anything, I'm going to shoot my gun to get its attack. No, up in the air.
Yeah, but you can just shoot it.
Fine. I pull my gun and I point it at Mothman and say...
Can I try to do that too?
Or you guys could be the distraction by still fighting each other.
Let's argue. And then
yes, you guys can do that.
Yeah,
you guys
I'll be like,
that.
Like that.
So
you're short.
And I'll be like, you're a big idiot.
Now, I think when I hit a point at the same.
I think you're pointing at, you're supposed to, you're going
to
be.
No, we're going to point it at Mothman to distract them that we're fighting.
Is there a buddy cop?
Yes.
Roll for stealth. Follow by dexterity.
23.
Ooh, that's good. It's a 20.
You can use three luck.
Okay.
Luck, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no, I did that right. Okay. Wait, where am I?
Oh, my God. You guys, let's go. Okay.
Hold on. And then you said dexterity?
Yeah. Dexterity roll just to so you can navigate the trenches without falling.
20.
All right. I'm ready.
Woohoo!
So, as Martin and Alexander went ahead and argued, pointed at their guns with the Mothman at the same time, takes a shot, both takes one shot at each eye, followed by Dorothy punching her straight in its jaw.
Wait, hit her? We were supposed to hit her.
We're aiming at the eye. She's aiming like at his gut.
You guys shoot at it as she's going in, and you guys shoot her by accident.
No, oh my God!
There's a chance of that.
Should we roll firearms?
You go first.
So
and then
basically,
her
well, we'd have to roll like dexterity or something to make sure we don't hit her.
Well, do you
I thought it was coming from behind. But I want to grab the wing down and then go forward with the punch.
That means triple attack.
So you gotta remember also she's 48, so she's got like her wrinkles and like her like bones are breaking every time she's running.
Okay, I'm a young 48. Okay.
But she just corrected me. Dorothy just went ahead and corrected me. She, as the Mothman, took three shots, right? So the first one from Martin, the other two from you guys. Took a shot on each side, backed up. Dorothy went ahead and grabbed one wing, folded down really aggressively, and punched it basically to the side of the head.
Wait,
do we need to roll firearms to see if we actually hit him?
No.
Oh.
Yep.
Hell
yeah. Focus on y'all while I'm just...
There's a reason why, because...
Right behind you, just to grab that.
And it's honestly a really easy event, because literally right after her punch, it flies away.
Yeah!
Yes. Now, Roll for spot hidden.
Theodore?
Theodore.
Oh, hi.
Oh. Where have you been?
I mean,
he's still not with it. He's back, yeah,
he's back in the...
55.
Oof. 55
for the
life.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Dang, Joe, you got it.
Dang, man.
Okay. Okay, so there's two successful choices you could go ahead and pick.
Sure.
All right, so either go ahead and open up Arthur, or because of how you're looking out the window of the corner, not the corner, right, but you notice a very, very bright sparkle, which will be the totem. Hmm. Now, the totem is basically wrapped around in metal, those kinds of bars that makes up the building when they first make them.
Yes. Freaking cinder
block. No, not cinder block. It's a
yeah, but it's a steel
it's
metal beam.
There we go. Steel metal beam. Yes. It's basically wrapped around on that. So, I mean, you don't see that physically, but that's what the totem is. So, you have two choices. It's basically success, but you get to pick what you want to go ahead and do. Well, you either tell the crew to scream at them, like, hey, I see something, or you can go ahead and follow Arthur.
Well, I look at the totem and. It's very tempting, and I'm reaching for it, but then I have a conscience, and I go and help Arthur.
Okay, so you go ahead and help out Arthur. You go ahead and try to wake him up and shake up Arthur. Yeah.
I yell. Can I yell out something? Can I be like Ranger? Does the yeah? Because remember in the last episode we called each other Ranger, and he's Ranger Artie.
Yeah.
Aww.
I like that. Yeah. So Arthur hears that and he wakes up, he goes, partner, Ranger!
And then you hear again, Ranger!
Now, both of you guys roll for spot hidden. This will have to be the last part.
21.
Okay. What's yours?
Mark? Hmm? Yeah. Oh.
73.
What's your? So I guess only the real detective knows.
Is there spy?
Spy.
Yeah,
spy.
40. You're so bad. I'm 70.
Alexander.
It's the people. He's not looking for things.
While Alexander is calling out for Arthur, by the corner of his eye, he spots the totem. He goes ahead and walks up towards it very cautiously. Now, as you do, the totem is giving off energy, to which I have the paperwork right here, too. Now, to let you guys know, of how it functions, right? So, it's imbued in this fragment with the deity. It acts as an all-seeing device. So, it grants him omnipotent awareness to the regions and beyond, which is the main evil. So, basically, you could go ahead and see within the land. Right, as you go ahead and if you decide to pick it up. Now, you have two choices though, right?
Wait, one does. Has he seen before me and Arthur?
You knew, you felt it, and you knew where it was.
He seen it. You could have called out the window to tell him, hey, I see something, but you chose it about Arthur.
I guess I'm just like, I don't have like a sense of space in terms of like where we are exactly.
So. Well, it's basically calling out to you guys, so that's why.
Okay.
Now you have two choices now, right? It's either you could go ahead and take it. Now you do take that, but you could be at risk for following, right? So basically, the main evil Wilson moves to go ahead and shock you guys.
So I'm going to pick up this totem,
or you could destroy it, and that could do a big beneficial help in the future. And mind you, guys already have two.
I'm going to take this totem, but I'm not going to tell anybody. But I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to quickly grab it and put it in my pocket.
You actually wrapped it with the trench coat.
Yes.
Can I actually see that? Him doing that? Just kind of like...
Oh, she didn't roll spot hidden, so she could.
Well, I mean, she could. Go ahead, roll for spot hidden.
77.
You saw that?
I have 60.
Okay, so I grab it.
Detective.
I grab it and I put it under my trench coat and I look. I want to lock eyes with Dorothy.
No, you shouldn't see me. I see you, but you don't see me. See.
Can
you.
I roll spot in and see if I can?
Oh my god! Go ahead.
No,
because
I'm
going to
tell them that you're hiding from us. 44.
Okay, so you
roll
spot
in
and see if you can
see.
I want to lock eyes with her. And I'll be just like,
no.
So Van Helsing goes ahead to Dorothy and to Alexander with both hands behind his back, and he goes, you guys do what you want with the totems, but choose wisely.
Mothman has appeared and almost killed us all. Even though it escaped, the story has only begun. We don't know what else is coming. If, with all these weapons, they can barely stop it from taking over their minds, what will happen next? Will Van Helsing reveal more to them? Who knows? But next time, join us as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole. Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as The Keeper, Joel Ortegi as Theodore McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Dorothy Lear and editor of the podcast, George Morales as Martin Gomez, and me, Daniel Ortegi, as Alexander Young. Intro and outro song is by Daniel Montos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram at daniel.montostjd for more of his amazing music. Follow us on our social media and check out our Patreon, where we will be posting new episodes a bit earlier than when they air for everybody on YouTube. Check us out, guys. If you guys can help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And remember to subscribe to the YouTube and hit that bell for notifications when we drop brand new episodes. Join us for this adventure, and I can't wait to see you guys all next time.